All right, welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. Folks listening all across the Dakotas here, and on Tuesday we talk about technology, ag, digital ag, precision ag. Wednesday it's Stewardship Wednesday. But on Monday, it's a segment known as Iron Monday. And here to lift a little iron with us from Rust Sales, Scott Horvick joins us. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Mick.
Good to talk to you. Holy caboli, it's Scott Horvick.
Holy caboli. I still laugh at that one, but I suppose you hear it all the time, so I probably have to do a new one for you.
Hey, that's okay. Well, we'll just kind of talk about iron here for a little bit. Holy caboli ad that you're referring to is the hopper walker. This is the time of year where a hopper walker might be a good idea.
We had interest at Big Iron this last week in a hopper walker, and a lot of guys probably have heard about it before, but it's a product that we manufacture here at Rust Sales, so we have dealers set up all over, and it's a two-motor drive for your existing low-profile swing-away auger. I had a guy stop by Big Iron. He was just going to put it on a leg that he had up in Canada, so he got an HM version. So there's actually a couple of different models, different price points for them. The one that most guys get have all the bells and whistles that go with it. So there's a couple of remote controls that go with it, a couple of automatic stop sensors. There's a work light, and then the two motors that mount on the one side of the hopper. One's on the outside and one's on the inside of the hopper. The outside one motor spins at a faster RPM than the inside motor. And then there's four buttons on the wireless remote that you can use to move the hopper. Two of the buttons work where you press and hold the button and the hopper moves and you release the button and it stops. But the other buttons work like a garage door opener.
Well, that's
so you just press and release the button, and then you don't have to really worry about it until it hits the appropriate stop sensor or you press a button on the remote.
That sounds about as simple as you can get, but from my perspective, maybe one of the best attributes of this is the person who's probably driving either the grain cart or the semi from field back to the bin is dad or grandpa, and they don't have to hop out and get out of the truck very often.
Well, it'll save them one trip in and out of the truck. That's what's nice about it, because guys pull up and they go to that first stop point. And then they'll just press and release the button. It'll swing underneath the truck, and then they immediately go to the second one. So you're cutting out one time in and out of the truck and keeping out of the dust. And actually, you know, if you want to have the auger on the opposite side of the semi where most of the time you have it on the same side as where the traps are, because that's where you're going to open and close and then push the hopper, but you can actually do it on the opposite side, and that way the crank isn't going to get in the way of anything. So that's another plus for it. And the light just shoots down right there to where you're emptying the grain.
Pretty simple.
Yeah. Hey, and I was going to talk to you, too, about some grain carts.
Yeah, autonomous cars are still being tested, but autonomous tractors are here, and Smart Ag. Now, I don't know if it's because of or in spite of the fact that these guys went to Iowa State. They're pretty smart.
And they are smart guys. And we got a demo piece to test out last fall. We got it like right after harvest, so we popped it on. And I actually have a YouTube video up showing us running it. We had the head off the combine, but we simulated a whole run of it running from where the staging area was, where you recalled the cart, and then it pulled up next to the combine and simulated an unload, and then it stopped and then cruised off to its staging area once again. So, yeah, it's all a single shot showing how it all worked. And I think guys would be able to Google that. I don't have it in a specific spot quite right yet.
Okay.
But we might actually put that up on the Facebook page then, coming up maybe tomorrow or something. We'll release that for guys to take a look at. But if you Google it on YouTube, you could probably do that Rust Sales and then auto cart. But yeah, it's super cool. The way I'm understanding it right now is they're They're guys can take a look at it, and they're doing early orders for next fall, so that's when the big release will be 2020. And we're looking to get another unit to check out here this fall, too.
Now, we had Colin Hurd of Smart Ag on Farm Talk from the Farm Progress Show, and this guy is, he's innovative, he's looking at the future. It's not the smart, the grain cart that's smart, it makes the tractor real smart, right?
Right, yeah, it's just towing the grain cart. So what guys can do, and I'm sure that, you know this, and maybe some of your listeners have already heard it from the horse's mouth there, but so they'll just recall the cart, and as soon as it pulls up next to the combine, you have the opportunity to like nudge it a little bit closer or nudge it further away, and it'll just maintain that speed that goes along with the combine. You can nudge it forward a little bit and nudge it backward too. So
now everybody has synced their Bluetooth, their tunes with the dashboard of their vehicle. And this is basically the same thing. You're just syncing the cart, the tractor, pulling the cart with the combine.
Yeah. No, I think it's for guys who, where it ends up being, it's kind of rough to get a, it gets to be rough to get good a hired man there. So this will be something that this guy's not going to get sick or
yeah. So it better not. Now, but how do we know? How can we trust this thing? There's a lot of people who are still a little fearful of autonomous vehicles. So
well, and I think it's going to be that same curve, Mick, that guys had when they were doing steering. Because I remember, boy, when we had Rust Sales, one of the first to bring auto steer to the valley. So we had the Beeline auto steering system. We had a lot of guys who were doing hands-free cultivation for beets, sugar beets. And I remember going out and videotaping guys for that. And, boy, I tell you, there's a big difference between the guy who's driving the tractor that it's his plants that are in the ground and the hired man driving the tractor. So for Beeline, when we were doing that, they wanted to have pictures with the drivers with the hands behind their head. Mm-hmm. You know, like how when you're getting arrested?
Yeah.
Mick, put your hands behind your head.
Yeah.
And then they put the handcuffs on. So it was like right before you put the handcuffs on. Put the hands back behind your head, clasped behind your head. And, boy, I tell you, when I would take pictures of or videotape the hired guys doing hands-free cultivation for sugar beets, they were like, okay, not a problem.
Yeah.
You know, if it went off a bit, they did. But the owner-operators, they were a little bit apprehensive. But
back then, all of the farmers all would say, well, that's a fine luxury, but I'll never need that or use that. And now you can't buy a tractor or a combine without it.
You know, Mick, I was working for a video production company, and we interviewed a guy for when John Deere came out with their auto steer.
Mm-hmm.
And we interviewed the farmer, and he was being typical farmer, right? Is not using too many words.
Yeah.
He was like, yep, nope, yep. And so I asked him, and this was a long time ago, right, when Alistair was first coming out. And I said, well, what about, I said, can I ask a couple questions? I said, how about hands-free cult, what about like fuel savings and stuff like that? And he was like, oh, that's a bunch of malarkey, Scott. He goes, because I said, you can get like anybody can get in there, and they'll drive perfect. He goes, no, I'm going to get the best guy. I'm going to get the best guy on my farm to drive because I'm going to make it easier for him. And what we found is that when you have like an automated system that's going to help the guys in the cab, it's going to make their life easier. So they're not going to have to, they'll be more relaxed at the end of the day. And guys are going to want to come and work for you. You know, if you have an autonomous grain cart, you're still going to have someone. Hired guys are still going to be able to maintain that kind of stuff. You're going to have the guys still going to be getting in the tractor to unload it into the truck. But it's going to be another thing that you're not going to have to worry about. is Dad, who's, you know, 75 or 80, going to accidentally run into the combine, or is he going to see that I'm out there to recall the thing, or is, you know, what's all happening?
So. Yeah, and the auto, the smart cart can detect corn in the way, humans, vehicles, you can software outline where it shouldn't go, can't go, won't go, and all do it just automatically. So this is a, now would they have a, what, 100 that they're going to manufacture for 2020, I think is the word?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, and yeah. We'll be one of the dealers, so if guys are interested, sure, give us a call at Rust Sales and find out more about the auto cart. Brandon here has been the sales guy who's been most in contact with the guys at Smart Ag, so he might be one of the guys that you want to talk to, either Brandon or Ray. And then they not only you know, is there a detection for if there's an object that's in the way that'll make it stop, but also there's a radio link remote kill switch. So and the combine operator at any time has the ability to just go ahead and stop that cart.
Safety first.
Well, stop the tractor. I keep right. calling it the cart, but it's not driving itself, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so one day that might be the game. It'll be a vehicle, a grain cart with, you know, no cab, no nothing, just a computer on the front. So that might happen someday. So in the meantime, quickly before we run out of time, how do folks get a hold of you to talk about the smart cart?
If you're looking for grain carts or any kind of that kind of iron that you're looking for, give us a call at Rust Sales, 800-478-7801, or look us up on the web at rustsales.com.
10-4. Scott, thank you very much for the visit, and have a great week.
You too. Have a great one, Mick.
You bet. Scott Horvick of Rust Sales for Iron Monday here on Farm Talk.